Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Say what you will about elected Democrats, but they know where the power is. They're like truffle pigs for power. No matter how thick the forest is, they will find it. Here's one example. In his very first hours in office, literally on Inauguration Day, Joe Biden named a new head of the criminal division at the Justice Department. Now, Biden spent that same day, you will remember, lecturing the rest of us about equity, meaning that straight white men are bad. And yet, strangely, the person he chose for this job was not a member of a racial or sexual minority. He was instead a highly privileged, straight white guy. He was called Nick McQuaid. Nick McQuaid went to private schools. He rode at Wesleyan. He went to Columbia for law school. He was definitely not oppressed, but that did not matter to Joe Biden. Some jobs are too important for affirmative action. McQuaid's main qualification was being the former law partner of Hunter Biden's criminal attorney. In December of 2020, Hunter Biden hired a Latham & Watkins lawyer called Chris Clark to defend him against potential federal tax charges. Just a month later, Hunter Biden's dad hired Chris Clark's partner, Nick McQuaid, to oversee the agency that could bring those federal tax charges. That seems like an obvious and glaring conflict, but no, Nick McQuaid did not recuse himself from the Hunter Biden investigation. And so, more than 2 years later, not surprisingly, no charges have been brought against Hunter Biden. And it's not for lack of evidence. For years now, the FBI has had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. On that laptop, as you know, is a detailed account of how the Biden family made millions of dollars from foreign governments selling access to the U.S. government through Joe Biden. So the question is, among many, did Hunter Biden pay federal taxes on all of that dough? What do you think? This is a guy who left a crack pipe and his driver's license in a rental car because he was too high to put them back into his pocket. Did he pay all his federal taxes? Let's just say Hunter Biden does not fit the profile of a faithful taxpayer. But he is the president's son. And that's why when he was asked about the criminal investigation into his taxes 2 years ago, he didn't seem that worried. Watch.
At the end of last year, Biden acknowledged an ongoing investigation by federal authorities for potential tax law violations.
Is your legal team working on any kind of a plea deal?
Oh, no. I am absolutely certain that what we're doing is being completely cooperative with whoever is asking from any authority whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. The implication all through the campaign was that your efforts had somehow benefited your father financially. Have you ever given your father money from any of your business ventures?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Ever.
Not a nickel?
Not a nickel.
Directly or indirectly?
Directly or indirectly. Not a nickel ever. 100%. No. Never.
Oh, you lie. You lie. That was 2 years ago. Weirdly, we haven't heard a lot about the federal tax investigation into Hunter Biden since. And it is strange if you think about it, since we now have tens of thousands of new IRS agents to enforce tax law. And in fact, it wasn't that long ago that the Biden Justice Department, do you remember this? Indicted Donald Trump's 75-year-old accountant because he failed to declare the full value of his work vehicle. I think he was in handcuffs. But somehow these same enforcers of the law cannot be bothered to bring the Hunter Biden investigation to fruition. Not when they have a laptop proving that he took millions from the government of China. How does that work exactly? Did he pay every dollar in federal taxes? Did he fully declare the value of his work vehicle or of his crack? What about the Russian hookers? By the way, at the same time, DOJ doesn't seem interested at all in the fact that Hunter Biden lied on a federal gun form. Go ahead and try that yourself at home. It's a felony. You'll go to jail. But Hunter Biden is not in jail. He's making art in his garden in L.A. Is what we're seeing what it looks like? Well, we can finally answer that question, thanks to a career special agent at the IRS who's decided to blow the whistle on the corruption in the Biden administration.
All right, this is why they took him off the air, all of it. The poison shots, the war, the deep state, the illegal spying, Hunter Biden. Special guest straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, the embattled ship InfoWars. Scarred, but never more successful, thanks to you, constantly, second to second, energizing us with your prayers, your word of mouth, and your financial support, while getting incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot imagine what the image means of the people standing against tyranny and how the globalists can't stand it. They need total submission to win. Well, I've seen this guy's work for years. I wanted to get him on. He's Daniel List, goes by Dark Journalist, and he has got a whole raft of big subjects we're going to get into today with him. We're going to talk about what's really going on with Blue Beam, what's really going on with the flying saucers, and a lot of what Tucker Carlson's covered, but the next level of that. We're talking about RFK Jr., recapturing Camelot, Mystery School's connection with the deep state, Nikola Tesla's connection to Dr. John Trump, President Trump's uncle, and exotic technology, the secret space program, Continuity of Government, UFO File 2024, and the election, and why they're priming us for a fake alien invasion. So joining us is Dark Journalist Daniel List. Thank you for coming on with us, Daniel. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here, Alex. Thank you very much.
You want to give us a 35,000-foot view, just as a human and an American, on what you think is going on in the world right now, that we can drill into any of these topics you want first?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you mentioned the election there, and I think this 2024 election is about as crucial as it's ever going to get. We've got RFK Jr. coming forward, and if you really go into the background on that, as you've covered extensively, you know, the Kennedys are a major threat through the decades to the deep state, and this is kind of a recapturing of Camelot with the first Kennedy who's gone on the record, you know, saying that his relatives, his uncle and his father, were assassinated by the deep state. And that's huge.
And I mean, that's really when the coup officially takes over. 1913, with the Federal Reserve, the income tax, and the senators becoming federal, not appointed by the state legislatures. That's their beachhead. But I would say 1963 in Dallas in November, I would say that's the real coup.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's fascinating. If you get into the work of Professor Peter Dale Scott, he calls it the first deep state revolt against the White House. I think that's how we have to think of it. And from there, you know, they would kind of keep the presidents on a very short hook, including the fact that LBJ doesn't run for re-election and they get Nixon out. So if you look at that presidential lineup through the years, to get somebody of the stature of RFK Jr. running against the establishment, which at this point is as corrupt as it's ever been, then I think we're looking at a political earthquake going into 2024. And they're aware of it. You know, originally Biden said, well, I'm not going to announce till September. And now it's all the rage. Today's the announcement. He's in there. He's in it to win it, right? And so they're rolling out Biden for term number two. That's all due to the fact that RFK Jr. Came up there at the Park Plaza, and I was there. And he said, look, you know, I'm looking for a new kind of role for America and the world. And I want to bring the troops home. And I want to end this kind of marriage of the state and corporate powers. So this is a huge earthquake. And I think the electricity was definitely in the room at the time. And
I mean, I agree with the declaration against globalist fascism.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which and his father was assassinated while leading in the polls for doing as well.
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, there's a lot of strange parallels going on with this because they're going to have the DNC, you know, the entire convention is going to be at Chicago this time. And Chicago was the convention in 68 where we had all of those problems 55 years ago. So when we think about this. For those who don't know, there was a
federal bombing plot. They were planting a false flag there.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
No, absolutely. And it's very interesting, too, if you think about that convention, that really lost the Democrats the election that year. And that's how it went to Nixon, because they, you know, were beating people on the streets and this whole thing. This thread of history, I mean, we have to remember that RFK Jr. was there. He was there with his dad. He was 14 years old on that campaign trail. He remembers and he knows. And one of the early signs that he was going to break with the establishment was when they had the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And he sat down with Charlie Rose and he said, no, you know, I can tell you that my father never believed the Warren Commission. And, you know, he starts to intimate that the CIA was behind John F. Kennedy's assassination. That's a huge earthquake because the Kennedy family is kept pretty quiet about it, which you can appreciate on a number of levels. But we can see that RFK Jr. is kind of the transparency candidate, you know, and he has to start with himself and his own family history. And I think he did a really good job starting off that way.
I agree. And I can tell you, I've talked to people involved in it, with in the John Lennon situation, to John Lennon's family, son, you know, obviously, wife, all of it. They knew the feds killed Lennon, and they knew there was another shooter, but the FBI sat on him for over a year, threatened him. Same thing was done to the Kennedys. So the rest of the Kennedys are captured. RFK is literally risking his life in the arena as a gladiator for us, going up against this with the very people that killed his father.
Exactly, and that brings us really into a dynamic situation that, you know, wasn't here before, because the deep state's battle against the Kennedys goes back. It goes back actually into the 50s. And, you know, John Kennedy's father was very against giving the CIA so much power. And he was on some of these committees that were looking into limiting that power. So you got instantly running afoul of the intelligence agency early on.
That's Joe Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. That's Joe Kennedy, yeah. And Joe had some, you know, kind of incredible connections. And he had the political savvy of Godzilla. I think by the time that we get to John Kennedy being in the White House, he is so, you know, if you look at some of those accounts, he's so freaked out by the time he gets into the White House about the power that the CIA has to overthrow other governments, to conduct their own foreign policy, to run their own Air Force. So he instantly, you know, sets about controlling and narrowing that power base of the Central Intelligence Agency. And that whole presidency is about 3 years of a battle between the executive branch and the Central Intelligence Agency and the groups around the Central Intelligence.
And they've got to be having a nightmare right now because the deep state is not as competent as it once was. They're battling Trump, who for all his problems is actually trying to be the president, and now RFK Jr., who looks just like his father and is probably even smarter. I mean, it's just the nightmares are getting worse by the minute here.
Absolutely. Well, you make a great point about RFK Jr. As well, which is he's not just coming in there on his father's name. He is an environmental lawyer. He has a great background of courage, of beating Monsanto for the farmers.
Yeah, real environmental activism.
Exactly. Yeah. And we need to have more of that. You know, I think we have so much of the Green New Deal nonsense that we forgot that the environment, you know, is genuinely important.
Oh, the people running the Green Deal are the ones killing the planet.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the nature of the problem. And they've looked at it as an opportunity, you know, carbon credits and all the things that you've articulated so well in this program. And they've created an environment where, you know, what we're looking at is they're taking all the issues that should be good, you know, things about equity or, you know, people having equal rights and the environment, and they're turning them all to this centralization machine, which has nothing to do with that, because we know, for the most part, these people don't care about the environment at all. You know,
oh, they just camouflage themselves in a liberal wrap, but it has nothing to do with what they are.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the nature of the problem, I think, when we get into it. The interesting thing is the political process brings us right into the same day that RFK Jr. announced they had a UFO hearing in Congress, the UFO Defense Office, in fact, and they set about their public findings. Now, they're being public with this. It's like the breakaways are breaking back in, right? They need to roll out this technology now that they've developed it in secret for 8 decades. And
just like they rolled out stealth bombers 30 years after they were out there, explain what breakaways use in a lot of key terms, sophisticated understanding. Let's layman this down. A lot of our audience gets it, some don't. We want everybody to understand. Dark journalists, Daniel List, stay there. We'll get into the breakaway civilization is now coming out of the closet with all its super technologies and about to try to absorb civilization, roll out the robots, all of it, and use the fake alien invasion as a pretext. You'll come back into that on the other side of this break. DarkJournalist.com, YouTube, Dark Journalist. I'm Alex Jones at band.video.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Dark journalist, Daniel List of darkjournalist.com. A very articulate, very smart individual. And he studied the deep state. He studied the breakaway civilization. So why don't you quantify briefly where you think the world is right now, how it's going for the deep state, what a breakaway civilization is, and then plow into why we're approaching this quickening and why so much is coming out right now and who you think the main power blocks are on the planet. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, they're rushing. They're definitely rushing their program. And another piece of that was basically the COVID part. It was a rush as well. But I've often pointed out that if people thought the COVID op was something, wait till they get to the UFO threat op, because that's really what they've been lining up for a number of years. We've heard rumors of things and street legends of things like Blue Beam, for example. But they have a genuine program in relation to this. And we saw a kind of a test run of this in February with the China balloon. And that whole thing about shooting down UFOs over Alaska and Canada, that was no accident that we never found the debris on those. That was a setup test to see how this would look to the world. And the person they put out there, interestingly enough, it wasn't President Biden. It was General Van Herk, who is the combatant commander of the United States. He is the NORTHCOM commander and in charge of NORAD. But the nature of the whole thing was unusual. And when they asked him, this New York Times reporter asked him, well, you know, Helene Cooper, who writes these kind of op-ed UFO stories that have a CIA threat narrative involved, she asked him, well, can you see that this was done by extraterrestrials? And he said, I'm not ruling anything out. Now, think about that. You know, he's a NORTHCOM general. For him to say that, he knows all the headlines are going to pick that up. So it was a dry run. It was a data mining operation for this UFO threat program that the CIA has been putting together for decades, since 1947.
And let's be clear. It's not Art Bell, who's a great guy, or George Norrie, who's a great guy, looking at stories and reporting on it. It's so fascinating. This is the Pentagon saying, we believe alien motherships are in near-Earth space sending probes to Earth. I see a lot of the aircraft. You can see their advanced drones, mainly the U.S., Europe, the U.K. China's way behind, but has a bunch of wild stuff, satellite killers, you name it. But I've talked to the airline pilots and have seen things do 180s at Mach 20. Nobody's got that. The Russians, the U.S., nobody. So clearly most of it is human, but a lot of it is obviously something else. That's got to really freak out the globalist control freaks.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Well, a lot of this stuff did used to be in the category of like the X-Files, or it would be, you know, something on Coast to Coast, like you said. And it's interesting that they used to marginalize it. As a matter of fact, the Central Intelligence Agency came out with an article in the New York Times in 1998 and said, remember all of those sightings that you were seeing in, you know, the 50s and 60s that were UFOs? That was just us testing advanced craft. That's what they said on the record. They didn't want people to believe in it initially. And 2017, that all changed because they were ready with their narrative to go forward. I think the only problem with the thing that they rolled out in 2017 is they expected Hillary to be in there and Trump was in there. And there's a real split inside there about the UFO file when you're dealing with the Trump group versus this other group. And they're totally different. Trump coming in with the Space Force, you know, it's quite overlooked and miraculous if you think about being able to accomplish the Space Force, what it is and what it's for. Now, yesterday, B. Saltzman Chance, the Chance Saltzman, he's the general there who heads up Space Force. This guy comes out and says, we're in a new era of dealing with threats not of Earth. well, what are you talking about then? So are they coming out and giving us the Sadovucci language saying, well, you're dealing with a UFO threat. This is what we're going to bring in.
Incredible. So in your research view, is all of this advanced technology or is there outside things?
Well, a lot of it, this is an interesting thing because there's a whole thread of aerospace groups who, believe it or not, worked in the 19th century and came over here from Germany. So that gets into a whole thread early on, before the Wright brothers, before all that. So there are hints of very advanced aviation, airship sightings, massive sightings.
Well, that's right. They had dirigibles, they had rockets, they had a bunch of stuff before supposedly the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk.
Exactly. And this is what's interesting. There's a group inside the government called the Cosmos Club. It's still there in D.C. And you could call it a kind of UFO Bilderberg. They get together and discuss that. Well, that's where the Wright brothers actually lived for a while, right there in D.C. at the Cosmos Club while they were getting to, you know, going to be ordained as the ones who invented flight. So there's a lot there in the story that doesn't fit a traditional timeline. So I believe a lot of the technology is developed inside of these secret societies that deal with aerospace and that they've been going on for a long time. The thing is, all of it can't be explained that way. So there's an off-world aspect to it, and that's another piece that I think they want to keep heavily covered up. They want to kind of feed us their version of this. I mean, the Central Intelligence Agency is taking a big lead. All of the major organizations.
Sure. And so is the Vatican. This is a big narrative. What do you make of all the admitted real radio transmissions of the Apollo crews saying they were being followed by craft?
Well, I think something else was operating up there, and this is the nature of, you know, getting deep into it. Also, when you think about the Apollo part, you know, you get to 1972, and then they never go back. So now we're talking about it. Hey, you know, Mike Pence, when he was VP, said we're going to set up this program. We're going to go back to the moon by 2024. Well, that didn't happen. But why the 50 years of not going back to the moon with a manned mission? What happened? Was there something there that we just couldn't keep secret? Well, that's what gets us into the whole thing, which is a big part of the X series that we do on my program, which is called the Secret Space Program, because the Secret Space Program runs deep into all this.
Well, that's what I was told by Apollo program leaders. Raymond Teague was one of them. He was Air Force Intelligence Vietnam, super secret. He had like presidential letters in his house, you know, from the president. You look at him in the famous black and white footage. He was like running the whole optics program and the cameras. And he said, listen, they went out there, but there was a whole nother more advanced program and we weren't part of it. And he said, I can't talk about it, but we knew there was a whole shadow program and that basically what we were showing people was just one part of it.
Wow. Well, that's exactly right. And it's those types of disclosures that really, you know, are much better than tons of New York Times articles talking about the Tic Tac. Tic Tac is pure Lockheed Martin, by the way. They've been developing that stuff for years. And I think in the case of some of these Navy pilots that they used during the whole To the Stars push on this in the New York Times, basically all they were doing were training exercises. And they freaked these guys out with their new technology. And then those guys can come forward and come on CNN and be like, I saw a UFO. Well, you know, that's a lot different, I think, than some of the genuine stuff, you know, because those sightings by Navy pilots have been going on since the 1940s.
Well, exactly, but I haven't just talked to William Cooper, who saw the Navy intelligence. I've talked to Navy officers who said, we have seen giant ships come out of the water at 500 miles an hour, nothing can do that we have, and go right back in the water at 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, so they see this stuff, and they're like, well, nobody's got that. Nothing we have can slam into the water at 1,000 miles an hour and then come right back up.
Yeah. Well, this is an excellent point. I think the group that developed this is a group inside the government. I've referred to them as X-Protect, and I think that they got their hands on the technology early. And I think a lot of this is advanced human technology, but there is also the UFO recovery.
Stay there. Let's talk. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'm not a gambling man. When it comes to things that don't matter, but I'll gamble for freedom. Roll the dice against tyranny every day. Because I'm betting on you. It's all a game to me. 7 or 11, Snake Eyes watching you. Crank it up. It was in full service for 20 years. We're told it's still the fastest plane on Earth. Does anybody believe that? I've seen, and I've got one hanging in my house at home, graphics from 1910 by a French artist that is the SR-71 Blackbird. Max Planck, who was the real master, the Palpatine of quantum mechanics, nothing against Albert Einstein, he just took the work and popularized it, and they made him, like the Wright brothers, the father of it. In the 1890s, the equations for atomic weapons that worked perfectly. So what our guest, dark journalist Daniel List, is saying is that we've not been in Kansas for a long time. Mr. List, please continue with the secret space program.
Absolutely, yeah, and his stuff was absolutely fascinating. It's interesting, there's a guy in the same period named Del Schau, and he was part of the Sonora Aero Group, and he came over from Germany, and some of his artwork that was found later of these fantastic machines, one of those machines said Trump in the middle of it, and it's not a hoax or anything. It's been in museums for years. But it just so happens that there were Trumps who were associated with that early aerospace group coming out of Germany to America to California. So, you know, we've got threads that go all the way back there. In terms of what they did when they let go of NASA telling the truth about things, there was someone they called a NASA hacker. It was Gary McKinnon. And this guy hacked into the NASA computers in the 1990s into the early 2000s, and he found a lot of information pertaining to an off-world officers list. Now, this is where the real secret space program information comes from. There's been a lot of junk around the subject, unfortunately, that I think has been put out to obscure it. But the secret space program existed, and I think what they did was they took the secrecy rules of the continuity of government program and they applied them to space, because COG is the most, that's the most secret program that we have. The UFO file resides right inside of that X technology. So the UFO file was someone who was very close to it, Robert Saarbarker. He was a physicist who's been kind of rubbed out of history. If you look for him, even in Wikipedia, he's not there, but he was as big as Oppenheimer or anybody. But what he did in 1952, he's in the cover of Saturday Evening Post and all this kind of stuff. So the country knew him quite well, and he said, well, UFOs are above the atomic bomb in terms of secrecy. We have to understand the level at which they'll go to protect these kind of things. The other thing that's important about Saarbarker is he said, look, we've been looking at the crashes. We've seen bodies inside, and they're kind of insect-like, and we figure they're constructed by somebody to sustain all that G-force and everything else. So you have a lot going on there, a lot more than meets the eye, and certainly a lot more than just a UFO threat. This is technology that we've been developing inside the government, but there's also something outside.
Well, let's elaborate on that. This is all mainline news. So people go see Captain America and Red Skull has this big space plane and he's going to bomb New York in World War II with nuclear weapons. Then Captain America gets on board and stops it and crashes and gets frozen. That's the next episode. This was the first Red Skull, first Captain America. But in reality, the Nazis were building the first space shuttle with Wernher von Braun that he later brought to NASA that was a nuclear attack bomber or atomic bomber that was designed to fly in space and drop bombs on New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And that was actually a real program they were working on. So that's all mainline history, but maybe one out of 1,000 people even knows it's real. Then they put it in a Hollywood movie, people don't take it seriously.
Exactly. Well, they lay it on like a sci-fi concept, but little by little, it's forming a thread in your own subconscious, which is that they're letting this out a little bit at a time. And now with the UFO file, you know, I've been saying this about the UFO file. 2024 is a big disclosure election. Whoever is running for president in the middle here, Trump, RFK Jr., Biden, they're all going to be dead center of this UFO disclosure. They certainly had a dry run for it. Whenever they start the year off like that, you know that something is coming. But it's interesting what you say about von Braun. One thing I want to keep in mind about him, which is once we had him from over here, he brought someone with him who he got out of the judgment at Nuremberg, who's Walter Dornberger, who developed some of the very secret X-technology, X-planes, and all the rest for us. And this guy has a very interesting history. Von Braun himself asked one of the main people who developed the remote viewing program at SRI, Russell Targ, who I interviewed extensively. And Targ said that, you know, the thing that he wanted him to do was develop an ESP machine for testing astronauts' psychic ability. And he did it. He created this machine to do it. And von Braun would be testing the astronauts for their psychic ability. So when we get into that, you know, we have to understand there's something more than just technical pieces going on here. They realize with the advanced technology, it has something to do with your own psychic process. That's a big kind of understanding for us to catch up on in terms of it's not just technology, but it goes to the human interface.
Absolutely. I know people that were top of their class. I mean, my dad was involved in the NASA program, secret stuff, but he wasn't in the psychic program. But I know a major Hollywood producer, major movies, okay, I'll leave it at that. I'm not gonna even hint at it because people didn't figure out who it is. But I know some major filmmakers. And this guy told me 20 years ago, and he showed me some of the documents, wanted to make a movie about it, that he, when he was in elementary school in Houston, was put in a secret NASA psychic program. And so you're talking about that. This is a big, big producer. If I said the name, both people know who it is. So, I mean, this stuff is like everywhere. This is a whole program.
It's something that they've been developing. They've kept it out of sight very well. You know, once in a while, you'll hear a wild story in relation to this. Or, you know, they might have kind of the doppelganger version of it, not the real, genuine thing.
Love a decoy.
Yes, exactly. We see that a lot. You know, there's a lot of news stations that put out this kind of stuff, the History Channel and all the rest of it, but it's not very potent. It's not the real thing. But this is a real program of developing with heavy-duty psychics and people who can remote view, and they get that going with them and identify them at a very early age. And then somehow there's an interface, an interlock with the space program. Because I think what they started to realize with the technology they were developing, especially the stuff that were crash retrieval programs, that it involves some kind of mental interface with the technology. And that takes us to a totally different place than just saying, well, you know, aliens can't get here because, you know, it would take too much fuel or whatever. You know, we're thinking in the wrong types of terms about it.
Because there's just like radio, there's a subspace transmission or many psychic fields they know are communicating.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you get groups of people doing that together, you know, we have echoes in our own history. And, you know, I get into a lot of stories about Atlantis and things of this nature. But if you look into the histories of someone like Edgar Cayce, when he went back and looked at all this, he said these groups would get together and that their collective mind power was the technology. So things like we can't understand now, and we look back on it, like the Great Pyramids, legacies from this older culture have to do a lot with a secret psychic function that got lost over time for general humanity.
Exactly. And I don't say this to be impressive. I'm just full disclosure. My family doesn't know much about it. It's all secret. But my grandfather's mother was involved in that program in Dallas, and they would get together, and U.S. presidents and people would come. That's all I know. But it was definitely – that's what they were doing.
Well, they would use them. That's fascinating that happened. It'd be interesting if you could get more details about it, too.
My family doesn't know, but it was involved with Germans. That group was German, but they were successful inventors, very wealthy. And it was a whole program, and it's all. My grandfather totally disavowed it; would never talk about it. But
interesting.
But he was involved. He knew Wernher von Braun. I know that. So he can't make this stuff up. Yeah. We'll be right back.
That's stay quite a friend.
It's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's just too fantastical. But the truth is, there is a war going on for the future. Amazing interview with dark journalist Daniel List. We're going to do, same with him, we'll do it, a 2 or 3 hour podcast that's live. Those get millions of views, but are commercial free. You can send us a whole list of things he wants to play, unintended, and then we'll go through it all with him. But a great brain. I saw you years ago. One of the producers get you on. For some reason, it fell through the cracks. I'm glad you're here now. We got 10 or 11 minutes left in this segment, a little short segment, and then we're going to let the guest host take over. But you've got the floor about where you think this is going, how humanity's doing, what we can do, what you expect to happen, why they're mainlining the UFOs. I mean, big picture here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to be here, too, and I appreciate it. One of the things I would say that we need to be aware of immediately is that all of the UFO disclosure piece that they're putting out through the mainstream media is a completely false meme. And this one is developed by the Central Intelligence Agency. They've been putting it together. Their personnel are right in the middle of it. So when you're reading about these people and it says, oh, he's a whistleblower against the government, when you double check, those people are still working for the government. So they're not ex-government. They are the government. And so there's a big separation there that needs to happen about UFO file research versus the CIA disclosure thing. I think the UFO disclosure, the way they're doing it with the threat operation attached, is very dangerous And that's why we saw the continuity of government piece up there. Let's imagine we get into the 2024 election. Biden isn't doing so hot. RFK Jr. is running away with it. Trump is rising in the polls. Well, what is he going to do to remain in power? They might pull the UFO threat at that point. And they can pull it to the degree that they could put the continuity of government combatant commander in charge, because we've seen them do emergency powers left and right. I mean, Emmanuel Macron in France, he just pushed up.
I mean, we're under an emergency now. They just have to turn up the heat.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now the thing that we were used to maybe is them doing it with COVID and them doing it with these other things, you know, 9/11 and all the rest of it, the incredible things that you've covered over the years. Now, what we're looking at with the UFO part is totally different. They've been planning this one for 8 decades. You know, they have it dialed in. And we remember in the late 90s when these documents tumbled out of the government, thanks to the JFK assassination records review, we found out about Operation Northwoods. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff. And Kennedy basically walked out of the office in disgust when they came forward and gave him this plan to basically sabotage these airlines and blame it on Cuba. So, you know, we've been dealing with this push-pull for a long time. I think the fact of RFK Jr.'s entry into the race puts us in a totally different field on this. And the whole idea of transparency is possible. That's why I think when we're looking at this, and it's interesting with the Trump part coming back, because Trump knows a great deal about it. It's funny.
Let's talk about his family. Aren't just federal judges. They're at the highest levels of the breakaway civilization. And a real quick aside, from my research, and it all oversides, it overbleeds, there's 6 or 7 major factions of CIA, a couple in the Justice Department, but NASA with Kennedy, which obviously happened before, was a breakaway group to separate it. So you have biological, you have nuclear, you have human intelligence, and all groups overlap, but NASA was really this breakaway civilization, secret society movement, and, you know, that goes back to Aleister Crowley and so much more.
Exactly. There's a whole magical aspect around NASA and the people who were involved in setting it up.
And that's why all the patches and missions have all this magic surrounding them and magic codes. I mean, they don't deny that. They believe this is some type of big magic they're doing.
There's no question about it. And the whole voyage to the moon and the way it was portrayed has a very magical incantation piece to it. The whole idea of space, it's interesting enough that, you know, Jack Parsons, who we've done a number of shows on, and this is a guy who they've really, you know, let out a lot of information about, but he's still a very unusual character. He was back there and created the American Rocket Program, but he was a full-blown disciple of Aleister Crowley. And this is the guy, you know, who set up the Jet Propulsion Lab. That's the foundation of NASA. That's how we got it. So basically,
for those who don't know, a full-blown sex magic cult.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point. And when you think about Crowley, you know, you're looking at somebody who had a great affinity for other beings. If you look at some of his early, you know, portraits of the beings who are interacting with him, they look just like the alien greys. You know, his character Lamb has the big white head and all the rest of it.
Exactly. He goes to the Great Pyramid, does his ritual, and a little gray alien comes out.
Exactly. And it's interesting, too, because Parsons did his own ritual with L. Ron Hubbard, who would start Scientology, and we know where that went. The interesting thing, I think, about this is that when they were doing that, immediately afterwards, we get all of these sightings. We get this incredible wave of UFO sightings. Now, there have always been UFO sightings, even through ancient history, but we got this incredible wave that brought it forward, and there were two things that happened in that period. The atomic bomb and the height of this Parsons ritual with Crowley. And remember, Crowley had been doing this since the Golden Dawn. That's the 1890s. So when you get to the 1940s, that's 50 years. And he was a master black magician. So I think that we have to look at those aspects and see that there's an occult aspect instantly as a signature around the UFO file. There's no question about it.
So I know it's all speculation. We know they're obsessed with this. It's going on. It's real. But what is it? What is it? And what do you clearly, they've taken it out of deep freeze and beta. It looks like they're getting ready to go operational. How does the fake alien invasion work?
I think there's two tracks for it. First of all, I think there's the real part is getting harder and harder to conceal. That is the genuine UFO file piece. It's been out there too long. Too many people know about it. So what they want to do is they want to steer people away from that. They've been working as a breakaway group, working on the technology. The technology's advanced. But now the breakaway has developed all this stuff. What are they going to do with it? Well, they need to kind of run the world with it and control things from space, which was the original plan of the Nazis, which was to go up there and control the planet. That also has an occult aspect.
And how does Musk tie into that, to interrupt? I'm sorry, but fascinating.
No, well, Musk is very interesting because of his obsession around X, and the X steganography series that we do follows that's the signature of the advanced technology. And it goes back all the way through the FBI setting up the UFO file originally. Musk, by identifying with the X technology and being put in this position of a kind of a super Howard Hughes, and I'm not denying the good stuff that he's done around Twitter and all the rest of it, but I think we have to see him on a much different level, which is he's there to roll out this aspect of space in the UFO file. And I think that people on his level and people on Trump's level are aware that this is coming out, and this other group is manufacturing their own version. So the CIA alien invasion version has nothing to do with reality. There's no CIA UFO. There's no UFO threat. There's a CIA threat. That's the way we should think about it. But they will, and they have the technology to roll out an invasion like that. They've been prepping people for a number of years around.
Exactly. My prime quadrant scanning into this is stage of attack, say aliens did it, and the hysteria it would create, and the unification around the world, and the answer to that would be incalculable.
Absolutely. But look, they've already jumped up with the UFO file. They've already said, hey, look, we shot down two UFOs, and we did it with who? We did it with Canada. That's weird, too. So they're instantly introducing this idea of NORAD. And, whenever he talks about the United States, he always says homeland. That's the General Van Herk. It's interesting if you go into Van Herk's background a little bit, because he comes out of the 509th. And the 509th is the group that discovered Roswell. So, he wasn't around in that period, but the lineage there of him being part of that 509th squadron, which was the only squadron that could handle the atomic bomb in that period, but they were the ones who recovered the wreckage at Roswell. The fact that the NORAD COG commander has a Roswell connection, I think is really a signature of this group that's operating in the background. And I think that they want a UFO threat, and I think they've been preparing for it. Now, the fact that they've been manufacturing this thing doesn't mean there isn't genuine UFOs out there, but they're at the point where they can really do this on their own.
Wow. It's just insane, and it's all coming to a head. Would you say humanity is in the driver's seat or winning or totally losing? And I mean, I guess there's all these factions, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It is fascinating. I think we're coming into a period of awareness around it. And a lot of this is coming on a great, vast part of humanity that is very much asleep to it and has been caught up in, Netflix, news media, MSNBC, and all that stuff. So they're in for a really rude awakening. And the rest of us, I think, are just planning on how to figure out to navigate this type of situation. And I don't think it's any accident that people like RFK Jr. are coming up in the middle of that, because here we are, the original Kennedys, what they wanted was freedom, transparency, that original political wave. And now we have this dynasty down 40, 50 years later, and he's coming back to really...
That's right. History repeats. One more segment. Dark journalist. Very impressive.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.